We're gonna be like BBL, BBL. Ah.
Welcome to another Latino with a podcast. I am the Latino with a podcast, Christian Henningsmeyer, and today I am with Will Hill, that is an amazing comic. He was on the on a roast battle in New Orleans that I lost, and he voted against me, but I did deserve it. I didn't prepare that much for that battle, and that was on me.
I was just a judge, man.
He was a good judge. He even said, like, I want to vote for Chicago, but Christian, you were bad. but I did deserve to lose that one. And I want to say something. Call me fatphobic, whatever you want. But it took me so long to get you to be in this podcast because the shares that I have, I was like, these shares are not going to hold.
I don't call it fatphobic. That's actually fat forward. I appreciate you. Instead of having me here trying to hover over a chair that might go through.
I broke two of those chairs.
Oh, fuck no. Yeah, I just stood. So, like, I'd have been standing.
Like, they're in the corner, but they're cheaty chairs. So
yeah,
I was
No. Yeah.
As long as I have these shares, I cannot.
Yeah, I appreciate it. That is not fatphobic at all. Again, that's fat forward, and I appreciate it.
Okay, so.
Stephen Black out here.
Okay, let's talk about, you wanted to talk about the award?
Yeah, no, dude, this is dope.
We make a lot of Venezuelan came together to vote for that, and thank you so much. And now, like, I have to be gay.
Okay.
Because one of my reels on TikTok got viral, and it's like Max Orich, saying that he had like a person that rated him a gay in high school, a gay friend rated him like top one and then knocked him down. And he was like, why would you do this to me? And then the amount of gay people commenting, like, you're still my number one. I was like, oh, they're doing it for me. But it's like, you have like, oh, like 60K.
No way.
I had like 340 followers, and I believe they're all gay people. And I love you. I'm gonna do content for you now.
Hey, I love y'all too. Not in that way, but I love y'all too.
I love you in any way you want if you keep following me. yeah, it was amazing. It was really amazing to
Okay, about when it comes to award shows, did you know beforehand?
No, I did not know.
Oh, so it wasn't announced until...
I know a lot of Venezuelan vote.
Yeah.
But I did not know that I was gonna win, so it felt really good. Actually, Melvin Stewart, he was recording, and he was like, oh, he's not winning shit, so he stopped recording. And then they said, another Latino, he's like, fuck me. he didn't have faith.
that's supposed to be your homie. He's supposed to hype you up all over.
Yeah, he's like, no, I'm not going to record. He's going to be sad. And then, like, another Latino with a party. He's like, fuck.
Oh, shit, hold on. Do it again.
Well, shout out to Melvin. Like, I'm going to see him today. Like, we have a show coming up April 11th. We're going to do a headlining show. First time, he's going to do 30 minutes. I'm going to do 30 minutes. So buy tickets for April 11th at Red Room Comedy. And this was the promo moment. But
there you go.
Get it back to you.
Plug it.
Get it back to you. Are you still working at Home Depot?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. I'm going to work there until comedy completely takes off.
Since ICE and Trump, how many Mexicans are out there?
They're still out there. So it's Chicago is so segregated. Even the Mexicans and Venezuelans are also segregated.
Okay.
And so we only had like a handful of like Mexican people, but it's a Mexican neighborhood.
Okay.
So usually the Mexicans outsource. They go to neighborhoods where there are no Mexicans outside of the Home Depots. But if you in a neighborhood where there's a lot of Mexicans, you stand outside Home Depot. Does not make sense. They know you. You're a cousin. You know what I'm saying? So when
no mames, güey, lo puedo hacer yo, güey.
And so when the Venezuelans came, we got a nice wave there. But I ain't the Mexicans. The Mexicans chased them out. I'm
like a nice wave.
No, because like they was on bullshit, but they were just overly aggressive. Because I do security, so I had to deal with them like personally.
Bueno, ¿qué te pasa, mamá huevo gordo?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck you're saying. Like, you can't stand here.
Marico.
You can't stay here. I don't know fuck what you're saying. And so I would get one of them who was cool. I'm like,
kill
bro,
me.
Translate for me, bro. Just tell y'all. I don't care where y'all just can't stand. Because what they were doing is they would wait right there at the door. And you would walk out with your stuff. They'll grab your stuff out your hand, walk you to your car, put in your car, and go, give me money.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, bro, they didn't even ask for help. Like, bro, if somebody asks you to help them and they pay, I don't care. I don't care enough to sit there and fight with grown men to tell them to move. But the moment I get a complaint, now I have to do work. Now y'all got to move. So it started with, okay, you can't stand right at the door. Stand 10 feet away. But then whenever I wasn't at work or if I wasn't looking, they'd creep back to the door. So I'm like, okay, now I'll stand 15 feet away. Okay. And so then they get few. So now they're about 50 feet away, right?
They were playing green light, red light. But with you?
Yes, yes, sir. For sure, bro. They see me coming, and it got to the point where I didn't even have to say anything no more. I just stand outside and go. And then they start moving. And so then I told them, like, there's always, you know, someone who's like more in charge or who gets more whatever. I'm like, look. Y'all got to keep going back. You need to tell these people quit coming to the door. They keep coming to the door. I got to keep pushing you further and further back. So now they policed each other. So now, like, a new Venezuelan comes. He tried to stand at the door. You can see him go, no.
Where'd you go?
We stand right here.
Where's my guy?
50 feet. And so, like, I didn't really have a big problem. Like, but others, like, stores in the city, like some other city areas, they had a way bigger problem than what I had. So I'm like, hey, fuck it. It wasn't that bad.
I have one joke about how people stealing Home Depot that I love so much. When you get to the part like how Latinos steal, it's like, yeah, they go, old family. We're
the
old
family, bro. T.O., T.O.S., Mijos, Niños, Niñas, Abuela, Ma's Abuela in Home Depot at 8 p.m.
The well is the one that steals, actually. I'm not going to suspect about you. Just like, yeah.
Right in the purse, man, next to the tamales. I'm like, okay. Girl, what are you doing?
actually, kind of with this topic. Like, I because this is cool that happens because they're upside, like, a leader have to come up and they have to talk to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe, because I work now in a 9-to-5 and I go use the train every day to go there, and I believe that human interactions are being lost. Like, have you been on the train and no one speaks? No one speaks. I'm afraid to break the silence. And
okay, I want to say yes and no, because I do a lot of traveling. Like, me and my girlfriend, we're long distance. So I'm on planes in the airport constantly. But I'm the person always talking. Like, bro, we be standing in line, you know, to get through TSA, and I would strike up a conversation with anybody. Right? That's you or the person behind me. Why are you limping? Why you got so many bags? Where are you going?
Stop it.
I'm secret TSA. Well, no, I'm the one usually talking. I have no problem striking up a conversation with anybody.
But that's amazing, because I was in the train recently coming back, right? And this guy, like, he, like, there was a seat, and he was like, with the eyes, he was like, and I was like, and then he's like, so he sat down, and he started talking with the person that was sitting down, and they have a whole conversation.
Yeah.
I saw him, like, showing the other dude, like, stuff, like, yeah, I have this, and then the other guy, 20 minutes later, he just get to his station, and this guy called someone, and he was like, I just have a super nice conversation in the train. And it was like,
he
was surprised. It was like, I just don't know. I just like came and I say hi, and it worked. And I was like, it's so sad that now an interaction, a social interaction, can be a surprise.
It's special, right? Like, this is supposed, like, to be normal.
Someone talked to me too.
I
didn't know them. Like, but maybe they recognized. No. Did you say hi and I say hi?
Huh. I know. I never thought about it that deeply. Like, have we lost that aspect? I mean, because you know what they say, 70% of human language is nonverbal. So I get the whole not speaking thing about the seat, right? I think a lot of people are so afraid to interrupt somebody's day because, you know, you see people. Like, the internet shows you the worst of people all the time, right? They show you interactions where someone's asking a simple question and the person blows up over it. So I can understand people tiptoeing around that small talk, right? You can ask if someone's sitting in that seat just by looking, right? What y'all did. Y'all had a whole conversation with no words, right? Hey, I can sit there. Yeah, it's not my stuff. Right, yeah. There's so much nonverbal language that goes on. And, like, we use it on stage all the time. Like, as comics, sometimes your punchline is just a face you make, right? Sometimes your punchline is a pose.
Mark Norman does that a lot.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, like, it shows what the end is. The end. I have nothing to say, but that was it, right? That's the punctuation, and it's still a vital part of communication. So I get the whole thing for the seat, but being surprised at a small talk.
He was really surprised.
That's
to call someone else.
Mom, you won't believe what I did today.
What did you do? I talked to someone like, oh, you're a fucking disgrace.
I told you not to talk to strangers. Did you learn nothing, mijo?
How do you start your interactions usually? How do you're like grab people by the arm? It's like, let's talk.
It's usually based off a shared observation. And so, like, if we're in an area, we both see something.
Nice shoes. And they're like, fuck.
Yeah, for sure. No, usually, like, that ass fake, ain't it? Right? Like, yeah. We're going to be like, BBL, BBL. Ah. Then, like, we start all over. Like, man, they
look at my kids. Immediately.
Yeah, no, I don't want to see your kids.
I would like, if I have kids, I would like to have the wallet that have the picture just
and
scroll. What if I'm scrolling and there's a nude that's like, whoa.
That's their mom.
But keep going.
Yeah, no, it's I forgot what I was talking about.
No, you were talking about that you had the interaction that you have with the person.
Oh, yeah. Like,
that's a BBL.
It's usually, like I said, usually a shared observation. It's something that we both saw. You ever been somewhere and see something outlandish, but then look around and see if anybody else is noticing?
Oh, yeah.
That's me, right? You will look around and I'll be like, that shit was crazy.
I believe, man, I don't know because I'm not a woman. It's not the one. It's the one.
Women.
No, I actually don't know, but I believe men have this look of approval that is a meme.
Yeah,
we look at each other like,
right,
you did the right thing, son.
We agree.
It's like that phrase. Like, there's a video that like one woman, like I don't know if it's a like they like scripted, but a beautiful woman like. As a guy who's like eating in a restaurant for his number,
yeah,
she's like, "Oh, I just saw you. I think you're." And this woman is like 10'10", like a supermodel. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And this guy is like a regular guy, and she just give him her number, and he's just like baffled, and he just see other people and like other guys are just like,
That just happened.
Man,
I mean, it's come down to social conformity. Right, we have all these social norms for a reason. It's nothing that we wrote out, but it's just it almost becomes innate. And if you don't have it, you look that weird in society aspects, right? So yeah, stuff like that is usually how I spark a conversation. Bro, just the other day I was in the airport going to see my girl, and the TSA dude, like the one who like looks at the X-rays,
yeah,
bro, he was slow as heck, and I was like. And, like, the line got so bad that one of the TSA supervisors tapped him on the shoulder and they put somebody else there. And I look right to the lady next to him. I'm like, he must have been new. And she was like, I was finna say the same thing. I'm like, first day on the job, he wanna prevent another mess.
That's a bad first day that you get tapped on.
Like, yeah, like, bro, you gotta go. It's like, you know it's bad when, like, people are not waiting to go through the X-ray. They're literally just waiting to put their bags on the belt. And it's like, bro, what are you doing? Press next.
He's the only one that's actually doing the job.
Bro, he's sitting there like,
let me see.
And he had like four bags to the side that they had to like go through. And it's like, bro, I ain't got nothing.
Because he's new, because he wants to do a job. The other people say,
bro,
like,
that's the first day on the job type shit. Yeah.
The other people, like the people that have like been there for 6 years, like, is that a bump?
Nah. We'll find out.
Yeah. Is that a knife? The fuck.
We'll find out about 3-4 hours. If nothing happens, it was not one.
But they do care, like, is that a bow? I don't know. Knife? I don't know. Is that AK? I don't know.
AK, yeah.
Hey, that's at the Aura Run. What the?
Man. Is that 9 fluid ounces?
That's at the Aura Run.
This guy right here got shampoo.
Big bottle of shampoo. Like, what the fuck?
They sell travel size for a reason.
He's like, that guy has a bomb. Shh, No. We're talking about you right now.
Head and shoulders. Get over there. Behind the screen. We're checking beneath your head and shoulders.
I would love to have a sketch of you doing that. You are the guy.
You see all the dangerous shit going on. A bottle of water. What are you doing?
Stop.
Oh yeah, all the lights go off. Burn, burn.
Got it. Okay.
Like, is that Acheline?
where does if you can say, where does your girlfriend live?
In Rhode Island.
In Rhode Island?
Yeah.
Because I was gonna say something that I, you know what? I will leave this because we need to make a pause. and then we can come back.
Yeah.
But it's immediately. It's like a pause. We go to Rhode Island, visit your girlfriend, come back, and then we do the other part. So, little pause. And we are back. Beautiful girlfriend you have in Rhode Island. We went for a moment. It was really quick. He's really quick. What I wanted to talk about is that I believe I do want to travel more, because I've been watching videos of like really nice views. And I don't know if have you seen like this is Switzerland, like, oh, this is the Alps in Switzerland. It's like a beautiful video.
Yeah, for sure.
And then I think of how I experience when I go to a place like that. And it's like what you're watching on the video is like a small percentage of it.
Yes.
Like it's
I was just gonna say that. It's so deceiving. Like they make it seem like the beach goes on forever. It don't. They make it seem like the mountain ranges go on for. They do mountains.
Those.
Where else have you been? I know, you know, coming from Venezuela.
Okay, I've been in Venezuelan beaches and beaches. All of them amazing. But if you go to like Margarita, like Playa del Agua, it looks beautiful. But it's like I've been there. I've been in Colombia. I've been in Atlanta, L.A., New York, New Orleans, Miami, Orlando.
So a lot of major city areas.
Yeah, major city areas.
You need to go to a rural area.
It's such
a different vibe, bro. So I've never even thought about freaking Rhode Island until I met my girl. You know what I'm saying? Like I forgot it exists. Like
yeah,
they were like, "What? That's a state." Like, but no, she hates that joke. But no, but like it's so different being there, because I grew up here in Chicago, right? The Great Plains. Everything's flat. We really don't have a lot of hills. In Rhode Island,
we have Wheel Hill. Yeah, there you go.
In Rhode Island, everything's on a fucking hill. Everything is blind turns. Their expressways is in between mountains. I'm like, you got no wiggle room. Like, you fuck up and crash to a wall, that's a mountain, you're dead. I'm like, here, you just roll out to some grass.
That's like Detroit. Detroit, like, it's like, you're in Detroit, like, oh, you make the wrong turn, you're in Canada. It's like, what the fuck?
I left the country.
Yeah, yeah.
Why is everything in a metric system?
I don't have a visa. Let me come back.
Like, they sell gas by the liter. By the liter!
But yeah, it's like, I love those places that it's like, Caracas is a beautiful
market. Yeah, it's a lot. Very, very, very scenic. And it was because like before that, I went to, you know, metropolitan areas. I went from Chicago to New York to L.A. to Atlanta to Miami. Those are major cities. You're not getting mountain ranges in none of those places. No. Right? I've been to Las Vegas. I go to Las Vegas a lot. I love Las Vegas. And it's like when you go to visit, you end up just on a strip. Literally right outside the strip is mountains. Because I got some family out there. We got, I don't know if you can bleep, but I don't want to.
I don't know. You can say whatever. No, you can say, like, YouTube shadow ban me, and I don't care because.
No,
because
this I'm might be a crime, myself. And I don't want to go to jail. I took a fire extinguisher.
I don't want to. Just the police are watching my car.
Got him. We was wondering what happened in 2012 to that fire extinguisher. Took a fire extinguisher because that's like Hangover had just came out, the movie. And we was in Vegas, and they was like, man, we want to do some hangover shit. I'm like, well, let's do it. I opened up the case. I took the fire extinguisher out and ran to the car, like, let's go! And we went to the mountains and, like, sprayed the fire extinguisher. But it was like, I'm thinking, because my cousin was like, oh, we just go in the mountains. I'm like, man, it's going to take a while to get to the mountains. No, it was around the damn corner. I'm like, what? We in the mountains? Like, I'm like, this is insane.
I thought about this topic because I saw a video of a guy, he was in a boat, and he's filming the water, and then the video goes up, and he's in Antarctica, and the intensity of the blue of the water, of the sky, of the iceberg, is like, that looks so overwhelming, but I know the video is like a part of it. Like, there's, how I wrote the topic is like, I'm sad that there's so many scenarios that I'll never gonna be able to see. For example, I would love to see the boreal aurora.
Yeah,
in fucking Antarctica. Like apparently it happened in Chicago briefly, but imagine watching it there. In Portugal, apparently there's the city where you can see the clearest sky. I was like, I would love to experience that, but I don't have the money.
So there's other. I feel like there's other alternatives. You can go to Alaska and still see your aurora borealis. just as well as you could have. No, they're two different.
I don't want to go to fucking Alaska.
I mean, you don't need that much money. You want to see green lights in the sky on a budget or no? Right? If you can't get to the number one best spot, go to the number three.
Have you been to Alaska?
No, fuck no. What the fuck?
There you go. Like, I've seen the crime rates and everything in Alaska. Like every major like bad shit that you see is like the most amount of incest, Alaska. It's like, yeah. Why? The most amount of crime, Alaska.
I'm like, Anchorage? Yeah, the most amount. 18 warm bodies in Alaska. Why?
It has so many shit. I believe that's why they fuck each other. It's like, you're warm, I'm warm. It's like, you're my sister.
Who knows we related other than us?
Or dad and mom, they're there.
They're also fucking. They're cousins.
Yeah, probably. Because that's why you are like this.
Keep it in the family.
But
no, there's places you can see most definitely on a budget. I'm not well off by no means. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, I do. I don't know. Maybe I'm just more optimistic. I guess I plan on seeing all that shit. Right? Life is short and long at the same time.
Yeah.
Life is short in the grand scheme of things. But shit, I've had very long days, so you can't tell me life's that goddamn short, right? Like, so I'm 34. I have so much more life I plan on living. I don't know. No one knows when it's going to end.
Yeah, this is important because if you die, oh, this clip will...
Yeah, for sure. My Ken Flores. But it's like, I plan on living so much more life that those things aren't going anywhere. I will be able at some point in the next 30, 40 years be able to save up some type of money to go see some of these things.
A scientist is like, well, Alaska is like ripping off of the air and it's flipping out. Like, fuck.
So check that out, goddammit.
Just leading.
But I think the internet ruined a lot of those places because a lot of times you can just Google it now.
You know what they did to the found of the super famous found in Rome? Like, so much people were like getting into the fountain. Like, people just went there through like €1 and they were like, oh, this is my wish. So much people were like doing challenge or shit that getting into the fountain that they have to put like a fence.
That sucks.
And now, like, you can see the fountain, but like from far.
From a distance. Yeah, that
you have to throw your wish like.
Say shoot for the moon.
So it's like, that's so sad, and internet ruined it.
Yeah, but then like, you got like, what's that, Venice? That's sinking?
I believe it's Rome.
No, I thought Venice, the city of Venice.
Oh, they're sinking, yeah.
The sink, like, it's going to be gone in a couple decades because so many people are traveling there. Like, it's not used to holding so many, you know, people, but it's like, oh, well, you know, in 100 years, it'll just be another Atlantis.
You know what I want to watch? The Pisa Tower.
Leaning Tower of Pisa?
I just want to go, not for the tower, but just to watch the amount of people that are like,
yeah, yeah. Is this it? Is this it?
That would be. I just
catch it.
There's always the guy that is like.
Or the guy laying down.
Dick pic, yeah.
Yeah, right?
But yeah, like, I would like to travel for. Question. What, for you, so far, what is one view of the world that you are like, you gotta go to this place? Like, I was there and it's kind of breathtaking. Like,
a place that I've been to?
Yeah. For me, once, the first time I went to Playa El Agua Margarita, we were staying in a hotel, and it's like just like little streets, like a little town.
Yeah.
Little streets, and it's like crowded, and then you go out of the street, and then there's like a main street. But when you go out here, it like opens up, and you see like you hear, start hearing the beach. You see like all the palm trees.
Yeah.
And it's like, whoa, like I'm in the beach. Like I'm one walk, like block away. And this is like town. And it's like, shit, this is cool.
Right. People, this is somebody's everyday life.
Yeah. This is someone, that's what I thought. Like someone lives like this.
Yeah.
Like,
every this day. Is fucking cool. Crazy. I don't think I have a place like that quite yet. I would like to think of myself as one of the people who enjoy.
You have to say Rhode Island.
No, I don't. I haven't.
When I get to Rhode Island, I went to my girlfriend's house and I open the door.
No. No, I haven't. I like to think that I'm one of the people, I like to enjoy the people around me I want to say more so than the environment.
Okay.
I feel like the people around you can make any place feel like that place on the beach. Can make any place feel like a sunset in Paris, right? Having the right people around you, people you enjoy having time with.
That helps a lot.
It's timeless. And it's those are the moments that live in forever with me. It ain't like, oh, I remember that sunset. I'm like, oh, shit, you remember that time where so-and-so got lost? My best friend got lost in Vegas one time. Like,
so you can keep going.
Yeah. Yeah, my best friend got lost in Vegas one time. So it was more or less, I remember those things, not the temperature of Vegas that night. It was like, you got lost and we found you in your room eating a fucking granola bar with your clothes folded in the corner. Like, that's the stuff that I tend to, you know, remember. So, like, could I travel the world by myself and see all this shit? Yeah, but what fun is that?
I believe it ain't
got to necessarily be with, you know, a significant other, but shit, my best friend? If I could go places with my best friend?
You have to say your girlfriend.
I don't have to say nothing. I don't. I love my girlfriend unconditionally. I do. But I don't.
She's going to have questions after.
She can question all she want.
Oh, so you're going with your best friend.
Yes. I ain't going to lie. I ain't going to sit here and be like, oh, my girlfriend's so cool, she understand, but my girlfriend do understand.
Okay.
And some everything is not going to be me and her. Sometimes I got to go with the guys.
Yeah, you're
going
to go.
Don't get me wrong. I'm going most places with her.
I have Ron Bloom here, and he said, like, we were talking about Christmas. We were close when his episode came out. I was like, oh, do you have any memorable Christmas? I was like, no, there's, you know, with the. I had one that was really good. I was in Rome, and I made the Pope because we were deployed in Italy, and we the battalion, we met the Pope, and that was really dope. I was like, so your best Christmas was when you were with the boys in Rome. Yeah, fuck your wife and kids, like, dude, right, I was with the boys.
I feel like I said, I love my girl unconditionally, but if I do go places with her, it's because I want to fuck in every country. Like,
perfect, yeah.
Can't do that with the boys. I mean, oh, hey, each his own. I wouldn't do that with the boys.
I would do it if you keep following
him. Apparently, if you follow him. You like, follow, comment, subscribe.
Yeah, if you follow and subscribe, like, here's the bail, or I don't know.
Hopefully. There you go. The option is there.
The option is
for
there.
Christian.
No, you're in the package, too.
No. Dude, you know, I've just been offered to be in several threesomes.
Not one, several.
Several. It was weird. And it was never with two women. I did a show out of Indiana, RIP to Market Lounge. Did the show. It was fine. This lady was talking to me, and she go, oh, yeah, I got a room. You know, we could Eiffel Tower. I didn't know what Eiffel Tower was. And I'm like, no, I'm cool. Like, she wasn't necessarily attractive, so I'm like, no, I ain't going to lie. I love the attention, right? I feel like anytime you get unsolicited attention from a female, yeah. Right? Hell yeah,
even for me, if you get like, oh, you're super good,
yeah. I eat that shit up. So I was, you know, I was eating it up or whatever, but I knew I wasn't gonna do shit. But she was like Eiffel Tower, so I'm asking, what the fuck is Eiffel Tower? She go, oh, you and another guy, one in the front, one in the back, and y'all high five. I say, bitch, what? You want me to fuck you with your husband?
I high five.
High five this man.
That's a problem.
That's what the problem was.
Yeah, it's like, I can fuck you with your husband, but I don't.
What a high five. A double high five?
Jesus. Maybe. But a high five? Like,
double high five? Are we both humping you, girl? I don't know.
What are we, 2004? I'm not doing that shit.
Yeah, no. And bro, that happened more than once there. Twice, actually.
Indiana.
Yeah.
I'm going to Indiana May 11th, so if you want to go for me at threesome, I'm going to be there.
There you go. And another time, like, the husband, like, propositioned it. And he was talking to me, and he was like,
did he high-five you to see it? Like, he was like, let me see your hand.
Yeah. Like, how do you high-five?
Let me see your hand.
He was like, man, hey, you was funny as hell up there, guy. And he's like, you see that over there? That's my wife. I'm like, oh, okay, she purdy, ain't she? I'm like, yeah, she good looking. When you want to see some more?
No, I'm okay.
No, come on, we staying right here in the hotel, man. You think she purdy, don't she? I'm like, yeah, I'll be around. Come see some more. Just come to the room. No, I'm good. I'm going.
You want to see more of you?
No, I'm good. I didn't know. Not for me.
Okay, that was one time where We're going to end with a threesome invitation the other two times, and then we end the episode, and we're going to do the bonus content. I have a topic for the bonus content that I believe you would like.
Oh, no, that was it. That was the two times, and then the third. Yeah, that was
The more special was the 551. The Eiffel Tower. That was
that's the one that stuck out. Yeah. I'm like, because I didn't know what it was. I'm like, wait, what is it? And like, it was a bachelorette party too. So it was like a bunch of just women, and one's giving away forever or something. The lady was married and like was propositioning me, and I couldn't understand it for the life of me. But I'm like, hey. And I'm like, this ain't Vegas. This is Indiana. Like, you do stuff like that in Vegas. You know what I'm saying? You go to a big city. We was in Valparaiso, Indiana. Like, come on, lady. Like, this ain't that type of place for that.
We have a place. We have a room. Like, we're Indiana Inn.
It was in a Motel 5. No, yeah. Fuck yo.
They have a state breakfast. They didn't have money to Continental. But
they got two pieces of burnt bread.
What are you going to say with that?
No, that was the only time.
We have for a king bed, they put three single beds together.
It's three separate sheets.
Like, okay.
One side's hanging off the other side. It's just like, what is this?
And you feel the space in the middle? Like,
yeah, don't fall in that spot. You won't get out. That's how we lost Tammy.
We have, like, and he was there because he was trying to look for our phones.
So yeah,
we fell down and
yeah, we got new
iPhones. I was for Timmy. So Timmy Indiana died in. Yeah. It's just at the end. The credits in like black and white, a picture of a kid just like in the middle, and then
no Tammy's was injured in the process of the filming.
In memory of Tammy.
In memory of Tammy.
And that was the episode. So adios.
See ya.
No, you have to say adios in it.
Oh,
español.
My bad. Adios and hasta luego.